Yes, that is happening. She's arriving to Cuba here at 10 o'clock in the morning, and she will be coming to Addis, where she has been visiting yesterday. The government is ready to receive UN envoy, U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, to the country. The government will be receiving her and listen to why she decided to cease off service this time. It is an important visit because this is a high-level visit by the new administration in the United States to come to South Sudan.
Do we know what is the agenda of her visit as a government? Do you have any idea what is coming? What she's coming to talk about?
Well, we will have to come and hear from her, but mostly she wanted to see for herself the peaceful settlement here in the country and the steps taken by the government to try to work on the peace in the country. And also on the humanitarian side, I think she will also be talking about the accessibility of the aid to the needy people and the efforts that the government and the aid workers are both doing to try to make sure that needy people are rich and getting what they need from the international community. These are the issues that we think she will try to talk about.
Yes, and as you said earlier, this is the high-level visit of the new administration. I mean, that's the administration of President Donald Trump. How is this important to South Sudan-U.S. relationship?
It is critically important. You know, the new administration, of course, in the United States was trying to engage African countries on bilateral issues and on international issues. And so for this ambassador to come to South Sudan this time, is important for us, and we will try to really engage her, to engage the United States about the efforts that the government is doing to try to bring country back normalcy. This will be a goal for this government to articulate the envoy that is coming to the country.
Yes, Ms. Kelly, who is the highest-ranking Trump administration official, has been quoted as saying that the revitalization process led by the East African Regional IGAD was the last chance at helping or salvaging the peace accord in South Sudan. Her visit to the country, how important is that when it comes to the revitalization process of the peace agreement?
It is important because you have seen IGAD has met here at the ministerial level the other time. The pre-revitalization forum process, and that meeting laid the ground for both the IGAD and the government of South Sudan to work together to try to settle issues and reach consensus of issues of differences and try to bring peace to the country. And so coming of Nikki Haley will cement also what IGAD has initiated as regards to the revitalization forum. And normally, IGAD and the United States, you know, work together to try to help on the peaceful settlement here in the country. And so it is important for the government also to articulate the commitment that it's making to work with IGAD in this country.
And finally, the U.S.-South Sudan relationship has somehow been like on and off with the latest U.S. Ambassador, the previous U.S. ambassador, admitting that the relationship is in a rocky way. Now, with her coming, and of course with the latest sanctions as well that the U.S. have levied on some government officials and the army generals, how will you at the moment describe the relationship between the U.S. and South Sudan?
The relations between the United States and the Republic of South Sudan always is a good relation. Despite the fact that sometimes there will be misunderstanding on some of the issues that are being faced in the country and approaches and all these things. But generally, we intended to engage U.S. as a government, and we will not abandon the United States when it comes to the needs that this government and the country needs. And so this government works closely with the United States in the issues of peace, the issues of development. And so coming of Nikki Haley also was trying to show that we are committed into our relations with the United States